A shrinking herd. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. The nation's beef herd seems to be shrinking as production costs rise. Gary Crawford has the latest.
The cattle industry may be shrinking down just a bit more now. The latest evidence of that coming in the Agriculture Department's updated count on cattle and calves in feedlots.
We do have fewer cattle on feed than we had a year ago, down by about 4%.
And Agriculture Department livestock analyst Joel Green says the feedlot inventory is a full 9% below August of 2 years ago. Meanwhile, during July, producers put only 1.6 million head into those feedlots, the second lowest July number on record.
Probably indicates that we had some fairly good grass conditions still out there in the country where producers are keeping those cattle on grass longer instead of placing them, given the higher feed input costs right now.
Meanwhile, on the price side of things, Nebraska direct steers have been averaging $98 to $99 a hundredweight for a while now. And what is the outlook on ahead for steer prices?
Right now, we have prices running in the mid-90s for the rest of the year. Our last forecast, looking at prices in that range and heading just, slightly higher into next year.
Green says for all of this year, steer prices will end up averaging about $94 a hundredweight, and for 2009, about $96. Still, though, record feed costs and energy costs are forcing many producers to trim back on herd size, and in fact, next year could bring a decline in total beef production of 0.5%. Already, retail beef prices are at record high levels and could go another 6 to 7% higher next year as those feed costs stay high. But no downturn yet, though, in the demand for beef at whatever price. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Tennessee's beef cattle industry, the largest sector of the state's ag economy. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.